It's contagious, the good music. Welcome back.
It's a December party.
It is, all month long.
I know.
When you listen to the Vero Insider. That's right, ladies and gents. We certainly appreciate you tuning in each and every Wednesday where we discuss where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, surrounded by influential movers and shakers today. Wow. I like this.
Is that what we are?
Yeah.
Right on.
I think we definitely meet all the criteria to constitute mover and shaker.
We definitely do a lot of shaking.
In every capacity. Absolutely. Especially during commercial breaks, folks. That's right. Ba-dum-bum. So we have a delicious wine of the week to get us started as we talk about what to expect this upcoming weekend and upcoming season. So the Blue Star, of course, located in downtown Vero Beach, will not disappoint for all your culinary delights, craft cocktails, boutique wines, and beers. And what have you brought for us, Miss Kitty Wagner?
I brought in the Pezzy King. It's a Sauvignon Blanc from Dry Creek Valley, California. It's very light, very crisp. It's wonderful. It's going really well with, I've got a little rabbit appetizer on the menu right now.
Really?
With a whole grain mustard sauce and wrapped in phyllo.
Oh, I bet Thumper is delicious.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Everybody loves eating bunny rabbit. It's yummy.
I could certainly see why this would make sense as a good pairing. Mm-hmm. And it's very rounded in the finish. Some Sauvignon Blancs can be very acidic and have a heavy grapefruit
profile. Yeah, this is not.
Profile, but this does that.
It's got a little bit of creamy, grassy finish to it, and it's definitely not going to mug your mouth and leave you crying.
Well said.
Some of those Sauvignon Blancs
are so acidic.
Yeah.
You can feel the enamel of your teeth just disappearing when you drink it.
You got that right. It's true. So this is going to pair well with the rabbit appetizer. This is
Absolutely.
Available both by the glass and by the bottle at the Blue Star.
Yes, ma'am. It is. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. And what do we always say here at the Vero Insider? Commit to the bottle.
Yo. I'll take another glass.
You can do it.
Can we get a bottle, please?
right here.
It only makes sense. While we're talking about wine and we're talking about food, Kitty, next Monday, big deal, not one, not two, not five, but 8 wines, including a sparkling. To get folks started.
Next Monday, we're doing a wine and a holiday wine pairing event. So it's a dinner. It's 8 courses, as you mentioned. We have a different wine with each course. We have all kinds of delicious things on there. There's Maine lobster is one course. I've got foie gras on there. I've got, what else do we have? Oh, the venison rib is going to be amazing. I've got venison, rack of venison on there. We've got all kinds of really good stuff. We've got Connecticut oyster shooters to start with champagne. Mm. This is going to be a great, great, great holiday dinner. You know, I highly encourage you, if you're interested in these kind of things, it's a real foodie event. You know, grab your special someone, take a break from shopping, take a break from all your holiday parties and everything else, and just come in and have a great, great, you know, romantic, intimate dinner. We're going to limit it to only 50 people. And
reservations are a requirement.
It is a reservation requirement because we are not normally open on Monday night. So that's Monday,
December
12th. Yeah, exactly.
Festivities kick off at 6:30.
Exactly. Festivities, we're going to start with a champagne reception at 6:30. Dinner will be served at 7. I have Jim Van Voorhis, who plays normally Tuesday nights at the restaurant. He will be playing the piano that evening for some background music, and it's just going to be a really special, really nice event.
Don't want to miss that, folks. For the foodie in all of us, you'll appreciate this gift to yourself and to the one that you love the most. It will be very romantic, and if you haven't been into the Blue Star lately, the ambiance itself just feels so, so charming. It's just not pretentious, but cozy and romantic all at once. So what a perfect backdrop for a food experience such as this, and paired with hand-selected wines from Kitty Wagner
and
her talented team.
Great wines that we're going to be highlighting. The Sea Smoke Pinot Noir is actually very collectible. It's very hard to get. And I have a couple years of vertical, so we're going to be drinking that, which will be great. I've got some really rare wines that we're going to be highlighting at this event. So it's going to be really fun. And the full menu, I believe, is on our website, which is Blue Star. VeroBeach.com. So you can go to the website and look it up. Or I think it's also posted on Facebook, on the Blue Star Facebook page.
It is.
So you can go and preview the menu and get all the finite details and go ahead and give us a call, make a reservation. And
only
you
first,
know, treat
first
yourself.
50
take the night off. Treat yourself and just relax and have a great time and let us wait on you.
Yes. What a great gift for the person that has everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the perfect experience for them. Speaking of purchases that translate into experiences, I have in the studio a dynamite lady who has created an enterprise in and of itself that caters to very particular clientele, and to think that it's right here in our own backyard. In fact, she's a neighbor of mine at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We have Terry Sweat, David Francis Furniture in the house. Welcome, darling.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Such a wonderful thing.
Isn't it, though? You know, I always say that coming on a radio show and having a microphone is like the closest thing to shouting from the rooftop how awesome something is that you could possibly get. We're so delighted to have you here. Years ago when we first met, I had joined the White Glove Moving and Storage team. And of course, we help you from time to time with receiving, deliveries, and so forth, whether it's for the company itself or for your customers. And I serve on the Private Industries Committee, which this go-round, I'm a chair. I'm very excited about that. So Kitty, in years past, won Entrepreneur of the Year.
Absolutely.
And David Francis had won a couple times, one being Manufacturer of the Year, and having a lady manufacturer to boot was just something special. I couldn't wait to meet and greet. And we've been connecting ever since. So I was excited to have you come on the show because you found some new talent that you're going to be collaborating with. And as a result, there's a event this Friday, right?
We have an event coming up in our newly renovated showroom.
Stunning, by the way, right there, US 1 North.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, at 3990 US 1 North. On Friday from 10 to 1, we're doing an open house to reveal our new showroom and reveal all of the new 2017 collections that we showed at High Point Market this past October.
Wow.
So all new furniture, everything fresh, everything new for 2017. In addition to that, we've got three different textile manufacturers who are coming in and showing their 2017 collections as well. So we have a representative from Robert Allen, which is a major, major national textile company.
Certainly heard of the name.
Robert Allen Beacon Hill is the full name, excuse me. And we have a representative from Cowton and Tout. They have Cowton and Tout, Colfax and Fowler, Jane Churchill, a number of very, very, very beautiful, well-regarded, high-end, designer-oriented fabrics. And the third one is a company called Resort at Home, and it's a relatively new textile company, also owned by a woman, I might add.
Ah, yes, yay! And I'm a big fan of hers.
And her name is Kimberly Perrone, and the company is headquartered right down in Stewart.
Another local company. I always love that.
And this company is very interesting because as a textile company, they're a little bit, they work a little bit differently. They offer a series of textiles in a series of patterns, and you as the customer pick the colorways. So if you like the flowered pattern or the pattern with the leaves on it, but you want the leaves to be blue and green and you want them to be shade of blue and green. So you customize and then they print the fabric to order. Now, this is a wonderful thing for designers who are never able to find the perfect fabric and that perfect shade of blue that they're looking for. In addition to that, if you are interested in designing your own pattern, they can work with you on designing the pattern as well. It's actually quite affordable, despite the fact that it's quite custom. So we're very excited to be featuring her for the first time in Vero Beach. And she's very excited to be up here.
Oh, yeah.
She has a collection that is designed primarily for the Vero Beach market and uses a palette of colors that is really oriented toward the taste in this market. She's got a second collection that's more oriented toward the Stewart market and a third collection that's more oriented toward Palm Beach. Mm. She's currently working on Naples and Miami.
And she actually has candle fragrances that coordinate with those particular design fabrics. And so my first experience meeting her was fun because I was sniffing my way through the state of Florida without ever happening to leave her design studio. It was pretty sensational.
That's extraordinary.
Yes. It was fun. Yeah. And it's interesting how someone could say, this is what our designs are and this is what we smell like. And I'm like, this does kind of smell like Vero, I think. I like it. Yeah. I mean, who knew?
And she's nailed it. She's nailed it, which is really, really interesting.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So to think that you're opening this up to the public. Now, oftentimes at David Francis, you host events where people can get continuing education credits towards their interior design licenses and so forth. But this is something that isn't necessarily in conjunction with the continuing education. This is open to the public to come and experience the new lines.
Yes. And so we want everyone to see what we showed in High Point in October and to see what's available in 2017 from our design team.
Absolutely. So purchases can be made that day and are encouraged.
Would that be fair to say? Thank you so much.
I just thought it was a good possibility. And I'm sure that there'll be different promotions running throughout the course of those 4 hours this Friday.
Yes.
Oh, I always...
Along with coffee and pastries.
Terrific. So, that's sensational.
Come by and have a cup of coffee.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm coming by. Say hi. I'll bring a couple guys too. You never know what they might have to deliver that day, right, Terry?
There you go.
Possibilities are endless. We're going to circle back, and I'd like to actually hear some of your particular favorites from the upcoming collection. But we do have Mr. Mike Redstone in the house from our rec department. He has been very busy with the launch of the IGC building, affectionately referred to as Big Red.
IG Center, yep.
IG Center.
I love that building. I think it's really cool.
Oh my goodness.
When you
get
down
such good exposure.
Oslo Road and you see that building, you're like, "That what is that? That's so cool."
Vero is on its
way. It's not an anonymous building. It's very, very unique. It's awesome.
Well, I am first of all, very happy to be here, and I loved your segue into that, talking about becoming a chair and then talking to a textile person. So
right.
Pretty good.
He's good. So, he's clever with words, this Mr. Big Redstone.
We're very proud of the new building, the IG Center on Oslo Road and 20th Avenue. And it's a multi-purpose facility. We welcome everyone to come out and take a look. If you haven't been out to take a tour yet, everyone's welcome. It's a public facility. And, when it was coming up out of the ground, we had a lot of calls asking, what it was.
Sure.
And we had everything from, a movie theater to a museum to all kinds of things. But we do have a wood floor gymnasium in there with multi-purpose rooms also for meetings and birthday parties and also fitness classes. So we can do a lot there.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because when we get back from this commercial break, I want to touch on the fact that the facility is available for rent and then talk about some of the things that are coming up this season.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia, Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message. Complete Employee Solutions in Vero Beach wants to ask, what could your business achieve if you weren't taking up precious time with payroll, tax compliance, HR, and the like? If you're a small, growing business, it can be tough keeping up to date with increasing payroll and tax regulations. Without a proactive plan to help you manage your back office burdens, achieving your business goals could get sidelined. Hiring Complete Employee Solutions will allow you to have a paperless payroll and HR tools so you can improve compliance that will attract and retain valued employees. Save time and improve your bottom line. Complete Employee Solutions does paperless payroll and employee leasing too. Complete Employee Solutions. Join the team and feel complete. 567-6333.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back, my friends, as we sashay our way into the next segment. It's the Vero Insider. It's December. Happy holidays.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
hey,
goodness.
I saw your Christmas decorations. That looked really cool.
Thank you.
I knew that you would go all out because you are the queen of sparkle.
If I have a
and
reason
I was like,
to decorate.
Look at
yeah.
all the lights in her yard. That is awesome.
Yeah. And we're just, you know, 3 years into our cultivating. So
yeah, 3 years in the house. That's
there's
good.
There's more to come. More to come. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses, is Vero Insider. That's my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star. And we have some great guests today. We're talking about activities that are coming up, in fact, so soon this Friday, with some that are projected, that are starting just this week, right, with basketball season underway right. for our Indian River Rec Department. I just want to quickly say what a fan I am, not just as a community spokesperson, but as a mother who has her child involved in the Indian River County Recreation Department sports. What a well-run setup it is, how affordable, how family-friendly it is. You don't expect 7 nights a week and drilling these kids on top of homework and everything else. I just love it, and I'm so excited that again, this baseball season, we'll be stepping in as husband and wife coaches for our little team.
You're going to coach a team?
Yeah, I'm the team mom.
I love that.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have to like, bring
the
snacks
first,
and
she has a first
labels.
Aid kit and snacks.
That's right.
Oh, that's it. That's yeah. a team mom.
And rah-rah yeah. in the back. That's mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But as White Glove Moving and Storage, we'll be able to be a sponsor of our team. But do the basketball and the football all sort of work out the same way as far as the age breakdowns?
Well, first, thank you very much, and you've said it all, so I'll see you.
Stop, see you later. Mr. Redstone.
Well put. No, the age divisions do run similar. Basketball, we start with 4 and 5 year olds with on a drop down hoop, which is really neat because it becomes magnet ball.
So,
so wherever the ball goes, you have 10 other kids running all to it. So that's always a fun group to watch. And then you go to 6 to 8s and 9, 10, 11, 12s and then 13 to 15. So okay. And baseball runs the same. We still do the tot time and then the Mighty Mites and then the youth baseball.
Aha.
I like that. Mighty Mites.
Mighty Mites. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
They have cute names for all of the divisions. But I think that that's important because it allows the children to develop their skills and create some camaraderie within people their own age group. Even though it's crazy to me sometimes how my child is one of them. He's like the super big kid, even though he's really young. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just kind of fun when you see this 7 to 9 and how diversely different they are in range and size and shape. It's
and
fascinating.
And skill.
And skill all the way across the board.
It will. It really is. But, you know, the main thing is they're having fun with it. And,
absolutely.
And they're wanting to come back the next time. So that's always a big thing for us and making sure that, you know, the coaches are prepared for that also and that it's not, you know, cutthroat baseball or basketball to, you know, because they are still kids and we lose contact with that sometimes. But, you know, we strive to make sure that it's fun for everyone.
And I feel that you do that very well. So when a family's interested, perhaps they're new to the community or they feel like this is the first time that they're coming up for air and they think that a sport would be good for their child now. What is the cost and what is the cost if there's a couple of kids involved with the family?
Well, and that's one thing I have to, you know, say. Our county commissioners and our county administrator have always felt that our programs need to be affordable for everyone. And so they have worked very hard over the years to also keep our costs down so that they can participate. But really, our basketball program, baseball program is $35. They get 8 games. They get all the coaching and everything through our volunteers. They get a jersey, and, you know, they get a trophy at the end of the season. And I know that you can have a debate over back and forth over that. There's a lot of people, you know, have different ideas on that. But really, you know, for a lot of those kids, that might be the only trophy they ever get in their life.
Well,
you know,
let's face it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the parents because this is for the kids.
Right.
So do the kids want the trophy?
Absolutely.
You look at them
when they get their trophy at the end of the season, you know, the smiles and everything.
Right.
And
they're
even
beaming.
Though you may have parents that are sitting there, you know, going against it at the end of the season, they're right there with their camera, you know,
absolutely.
Taking a picture of that, you know, with that big old smile.
Yeah.
So it all works out.
The kids participated and it was
fun.
So affordable. So our listeners that are saying, wow, basketball, even though it just started, first practice took place this week, I suppose there might still be time or they should just really look towards baseball.
They can give us a call at the IG Center and we can tell them. There are some divisions that do have some openings still, but we're very close to being topped out. So I wouldn't wait very long.
And the best way in which to contact the IGC Center?
Sure. IG Center, which, you know, just to remind the public that it's the Indian River County Recreation Department at the IG Center because the department is still very prevalent in all of that. That kind of IG kind of overshadows it a little bit right now with the opening and everything, but the Recreation Department is still the one doing the programs and everything. So they can reach us there at 226-1732. Or that's 772-226-1732.
Absolutely. And you have a very active Facebook page.
Yes.
So if you want to keep track that way, it's very easy, user-friendly.
Sure.
And after I ask a couple questions, I definitely want to get back and talk about the different properties that the rec department maintains because Indian River County is big. And I think folks sometimes underestimate just how far your reach goes.
Right.
With that being said, we have Terry Sweat in the house, David Francis Furniture and Design, unveiling this Friday your brand new 2017 line.
Is it 10 to 1 or 11 to 1?
It's from 10 to 1.
I'm so going to be there.
Right.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Please do.
Now, we're dying to know, if you had to pick a favorite from your collection, what would it be?
So this is the most difficult thing.
I'm certain
I can't possibly answer that because every day I have a new favorite.
Oh, really? It's a daily thing.
Somebody asked me once, well, do you design furniture? We are actually manufacturers, as you know. We are not a furniture store, except for a small part of our business. But we are really a manufacturer and a national manufacturer. So we are looking, as a matter of fact, today we had our first meeting on 2018 collection.
Of course.
So the 2017 collection, it's like so long ago.
When you see it on Friday, you're going to be impressed with your own self. Like, I forgot I had this.
We kind of are forgetting, you know, because we're already into the next year. And for us, the next year is a year and a half away. So we're kind of, yes, I have favorites and every day it's a new favorite. And then when pieces
that might
come
help dictate
in,
the promos on Friday. Good. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.